Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Ariane, and today I am going to be talking about superfoods for your immune system and also for your metabolism for two simple reasons. First, for your immune system, because it is currently what they call cold and flu season. Now, I don't really kind of believe that there is a cold and flu season because I have young children and they're sick all the time usually because they go to public school. So this is just for in general, like if it's cold outside and you don't know where your coat, stuff like that. So yes, for the cold and flu season per se. And also because during the holidays, I know people like to eat a lot and they like to use the holidays as their quote unquote cheat days. So they just eat whatever. So I'm going to give you some superfoods that you can incorporate with your eating that will help boost your metabolism while you indulge. So to begin this, I am going to just kind of touch on what is a superfood. So if you don't know that there are superfoods, and the kind of definition for those is they are nutrient-rich foods considered to be beneficial for health and well-being. So these are like natural foods, mostly like plants and vegetables, fruits, stuff like that, that you will find have they're high in proteins and vitamins, stuff like that. So with that being said, we are going to jump into the 10 immune boosting superfoods that I have here, not here with me, but that I, you know, wrote down and read an article about. So the first one is called ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is a plant or shrub that grows in India, the Middle East, and certain parts of Africa. And ashwagandha has rejuvenating and anti-inflammatory properties. So with rejuvenating, it means it gives you energy. It kind of wakes you up. And anti-inflammatory for like anything, if you have like swollen adenoids, like sinus pressure, stuff like that, it will help get, you know, help with that situation. It's a general tonic to increase your energy, like I just said. And it also has, it helps prolong longevity. So that meaning with your life. So if you want to live long, mix in some ashwagandha into your general diet, if you will. Another property that it has is it's an adaptogen that can augment the body's resistance against stress. And if you're somebody who stresses a lot, then you know that stress has an impact on your immune system and it can weaken it. So if you're stressing a lot, you notice you'll probably have like lots of headaches. You're more susceptible to getting like flu or cold-like symptoms, coughs, stuff like that. So it's good that it's good to keep your stress down. So this is a good shrub or plant to help boost your immune system in that way. Another one, number two that I'm going to go into is garlic. I'm sure you all know what garlic is, and it's not just to, you know, kill vampires, but this is a bulb from Central Asia and Northern Iran, from what I said. That's where it grows the most. It's an elixir for the common cold and flu symptoms. It It has antioxidant properties. It also protects the heart and lowers cholesterol. So, and it can help from chest infection. So if you ever get sick and you have like, you have the, what's it called? Your chest feels just like something heavy is on it. Like you got a brick on it, or you can't breathe, or it's super congested. That's what I want to say. If it's congested, garlic will help with that. So, mix some of that into your, what's it called? Soups, because you should eat soups and stuff when you're feeling not too well. This also helps prevent it. So not just saying if you are sick or if you do have the flu to just start with these things, but it helps prevent these things also. Number three is, I don't know how to really pronounce this word a whole lot, but I'm going to try. It says astragalus. I'm going to go with the second one, astragalus. So this is a shrub that usually is grown in the northern hemisphere. It's set in more humid and kind of climates. This herb boosts antibodies. It helps with respiratory disorders. So if you're having trouble breathing, if you're shortness of breath, maybe an asthmatic of some sort. And it is nicknamed the yellow leader because this shrub has yellow roots. And it is the most common, it was most commonly used, I want to say in Eastern medicine, more in like the Chinese medicines, to help boost the immune system. So they use it in a lot of their natural medicines that they use in Eastern medicines. I am a fan of natural medicine techniques and things like that. So I really like that. I've never tried astragalus. Oh, I'm so butchering that name, but I will, and I'll let you guys know. ginger is number four. So ginger, I use a lot of ginger in the teas I drink. I like certain teas, and I'll mix ginger in that. So ginger is a root, and it grows in warm climates, such as China, India, Africa, the Caribbean, places like that. It is interesting. It stayed in Asian medicine for centuries. That's a long time. So it is used to treat, migraines, pains, nausea, and vomiting. It also helps kill ovarian cancer cells. So if you have females specifically, well, only females because we're the only ones who have ovaries. But if you or a female family member has a history of ovarian cancer, mix a little bit of ginger into your diet and see if it doesn't help reduce your risk. Ask your doctor. I'm not a physician in any kind of way, shape, form, or fashion, but ask your doctor. But I feel like that if it can help, you know, kill ovarian cancer cells, it can help prevent it as well. So, and ginger is good. It's definitely a good herb to have around, root, whatever, grate it. What I do is I grate it into a little container and then put it in my tea. So I have a little thing that, you know, doesn't let it like spread all over, but ginger and lemon and honey is what I mostly use it for. Anyway, number five is called, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Reishi mushrooms, R-E-I-S-H-I mushrooms. Now mushrooms are obviously a fungus, and this fungus grows in hot, humid climates around Asia. This is the most versatile of the cancer-fighting mushrooms. Mushrooms are very, very healthy for you guys. And this one is the most versatile of the cancer-fighting, so it can do a lot of things. This nourishes and protects your heart and liver, so that's a bonus. And it is nicknamed the mushroom of immortality because it has withstood the test of time. It's been around for a very, very long time. I personally have, I don't know if I've even tried this mushroom. I do eat regular mushrooms, like in mix with like saute when you saute stuff, but just for the taste, but it's really good. But yeah, try this one. It does benefit your heart and liver, like I said, and it is cancer fighting. You probably ask me what this has to do with the common cold and the flu, but it I'm sure it has qualities that will benefit you if you eat it regularly in your diet. It can help prevent and boost your immunity for that. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk more about some superfoods that help your immune system, and then we'll get into some superfoods that will help boost your metabolism.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but we are brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. Moving on, we are going to continue talking about the top 10 that I have here, immunity boosting superfoods. We just finished with number 5, the mushroom that is nicknamed the mushroom of mortality. We're going to go on to number 6, and this one is Echinacea. I totally butchered that. Echinacea. Yes. This is a Native American plant that stimulates the immune response. So if you're already sick or already have flu-like symptoms, cold-like symptoms, this will help boost the response of your immune system to kind of like if it's a little drowsy or whatever. I'm sure you don't really say your immune system gets drowsy, but if it's kind of lagging, then this will help give it that energy boost, a boost to start help you fight things off. This increases the interleukin genes that regulate the immune system, so kind of give them a push start if they're not fighting as well as they could be. And this is an almost cure-all for a variety of infections and diseases because it helps stimulate your immune response. So whatever you're trying to fight inside your body, whatever kind of illness, this will help specifically your immune system. So that's a good one. I don't know where you would buy this, but I'll look into it and let you guys know because I've never heard of it, to be honest. My sister has, so that's why she told me actually how to pronounce this, and I totally forgot. Sorry, guys. But yeah, if you're feeling sick, try and incorporate that into your tea or soup, something that will help. Maybe even drink it at night so it works throughout the night while you're trying to sleep. Number 7 is ginseng. I know a lot of you have heard about ginseng. This is a root of a plant in Korea and America. So there's actually two forms, what I was reading. There's the Korean ginseng, also called Asian ginseng, Korea specifically, and then American ginseng. And they found that the Korean or Asian ginseng is more effective and it can help more than the American ginseng. So I just want to throw that out there. This helps improve mental clarity and awareness, which I spoke on earlier, because if you are stressing and your just mind is going 100 miles an hour, you want to relax and have a little bit more clarity so you're not stressing and you're not putting your body into overdrive, which can affect it in your immune system. So, helps with mental clarity and awareness. It provides adaptogen and immune stimulating effects, just like the one that I talked about before. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the word again. I don't even know how to say that word. But yeah, it helps stimulate your immune system. It also has powerful effect on diabetes. And what I was reading about that is that it can lower your cholesterol. It helps with stabilizing insulin in your body. So that's helpful for diabetes and lowering blood sugar also. So definitely powerful effect on the whole diabetes in general with all the things that incorporate there. Number eight, we have turmeric. I've heard of this, but I've never tried it. This is a spice that is used a lot in Asian and Indian foods, and it boosts your immunity and reduces pain and inflammation. So, of course, if you're sick and you have the flu or you have the cold, the common cold or whatever, you are going to have inflammation either like in your throat, your sinuses, in your chest, stuff like that. If you're an asthmatic, of course, you're going to have a hard time breathing. So this is an anti-inflammatory, so it'll help with that. And if you're sick, you have headaches, you have pain all over. So your body just aches. So this can help reduce the pain. And I think I've heard that turmeric is in certain medication. I'll have to double check on that and let you guys know. But I have heard of this, and I've heard a lot of people say, like, vouch for it as far as the pain and helps with whatever they're going through. So number nine, we're going to move on. Number nine is called a camu berry. Now, this berry is found in it's a South American Amazonian plant. It's the highest content of vitamin C. It has powerful antioxidants, and it reduces inflammation, also boosts your immunity. So a lot of it with the vitamin C. If you don't know already, vitamin C is probably the best thing you can take that helps with your immune system. Helps keep it strong, helps you fight anything that you're sick with, as far as flu, common cold, stuff like that. But vitamin C is definitely healthy for your immune system. It'll help you there. The last one, number 10, is called holy basil. I don't know what the difference is between holy basil and regular basil, but apparently there's a holy basil. Now, of course, this is an herb that's grown. The article I read about this one, it said almost every home in India grows this herb in their house. So it has to do something. I don't know. Another powerful adaptogen. It helps with relaxation and reduce stress. Again, another stress reliever. Stress is big in your immune system. If you are stressing, you are lowering your immune system. So try not to stress a whole lot. Even if you can feel yourself getting sick, if there's things going on at school, work, stuff like that, home, try not to stress it out. If you don't know already, I talk about meditating. See if you can meditate, just take some time to yourself, but try not to stress because it will lower your immune system. It helps. It's used for the common cold, the holy basil. It's used for the common cold, headaches, stomach disorders, and it helps with fevers. It helps break fevers. So if you mix it in with your tea, with some soup, because, you know, who doesn't eat soup when they're sick? A lot of people don't eat when they're sick, and I understand that. I'm one of those people. I don't really have an appetite, but I will try and drink some tea and eat some soup. So it will help break your fever there. So anyway, those were my top 10 as far as superfoods that will help boost your immune system. Be aware of your immune system throughout the holidays and the colder months. I know there's not a lot out here in California, but everywhere else, I know the East Coast is getting hit. The Midwest and East Coast is getting hit with some snow right now. So be careful, stay warm, and bundle up so you don't have to worry about, you know, getting the flu or the cold of any sort. Make sure your kids are bundled up because there's germs everywhere in their schools and are bringing that mess home. So yeah, wash hands, all that good stuff. I'm going to jump right into the 8 metabolism boosting superfoods for all the overeaters during the holidays, or, you know, cheaters during the holidays that don't stay on with their regular routine. Or if you just want to eat whatever you want, be my guest. So the first one is sardines. I've heard a lot about this. I don't like sardines because I think they're nasty. They're super salty and I don't like the texture. But sardines offer a triple metabolic ammo, which is they have fatty acids, calcium, and protein. So all of these, protein is hard to digest anyway. So if your body has to work extra to digest, then it's burning more fat, burning more calories, and using up a lot of energy. So sardines, having lots of fatty acids, calcium, protein in it, they're beneficial for boosting your metabolism there, because your body's kind of working a little bit extra harder. This also promotes fat and calorie burning for the reasons I just said. Your body has to work a little extra harder to break down proteins, and also I think carbohydrates, something like that. I'm pretty sure I read that too. Anyway, the second one on here is low-fat probiotic yogurt. And if you haven't heard, yogurt is good for your digestive tract anyway. So yogurt is high in protein. It which means that it requires, again, this one requires a lot of energy to be processed, excuse me, and for your body to utilize the energy, like figure out where to put all the good vitamins that it wants to use as far as yogurt goes. So not only does it help because it's high in protein, it regulates or it helps clear your digestive tract. I'm going to take another quick break and then I'll come back and finish the 8 superfoods that help boost your metabolism. Stay with me.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I am going to move on to number 3 of the metabolism boosting superfoods that I was talking about. The next one is turkey breasts. If you're eating a whole turkey, go for the turkey breasts. So the reason being is the turkey breast is higher in protein. So I don't know if it's just the light meat part, but I know if the turkey breast is there, eat the turkey breast. It's higher in protein. Again, makes your body work harder to digest protein, so you burn more energy and calories during that. Yeah, turkey breast is good anyway if it's seasoned right or brined in the right way. If you're eating a whole turkey breast, you don't brine whatever you have, but turkey breast is good for you. Oatmeal. I love oatmeal. I don't know what it is, but I love oatmeal. I dress up my oatmeal though. Like I put sugar and butter on it, which I probably shouldn't, but it tastes good like that to me. Anyway, oatmeal is good because it contains a high amount of carbohydrates and fiber. Fiber is good for your digestive tract, also helps clear that out. Carbohydrates are a little bit harder to break down. So again, this takes longer to digest. And it also, because it takes longer, you ever eat oatmeal and after like one bowl, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm so full right now, and you barely ate any. Yeah, so it takes longer to digest in your stomach first. So with that, it will keep your insulin level steady. So that way your body doesn't send a signal to your brain saying, oh my goodness, even though I put a lot of sugar on here, we need to store this fat for some reason. So yeah, oatmeal is definitely good for you. Another bonus, if you eat oatmeal, throw some cinnamon on that, which is like my last one here, but cinnamon is a natural fat burner also. So if you want to double down, put some cinnamon in with your oatmeal. The next one is jalapeno peppers. I don't do hot food. I can't do it. I don't know what it is. The taste, it don't taste good to me. And my mouth does not agree with spicy foods of any sort. So if you do like jalapeno peppers, good for you. There's an ingredient in peppers called, I don't know if I'm going to say this one right either. Apparently, I don't know how to speak proper English pronouncing all these words, but it's called, testing this out, capsaicin. Anyway, what it does, that ingredient in peppers, it's what gives them the hot taste, the hotness of it. And because of that ingredient, capsaicin, and that's just what I'm going to call it. We'll just go with me, guys. but this increases your heart rate. If you ever notice that when you eat spicy foods, you start to sweat a lot, your heart starts racing a little bit. And it kind of stresses. It's a little bit stressful because you're just like, you know, moving your hands really fast. Your heart beats faster. You know, you're sweating, like I just said. So kind of with the increase in heart rate and increase in stress levels, those immediately affect your metabolism. It makes you your body want to do something and digest. So if you eat jalapenos, anything hot, this on a high level of it being spicy, it will increase your heart rate, hence increase your metabolism, because your body wants to do something to help get that through your digestive tract. Number six here, we have grapefruit. I like grapefruit. I'll eat it once in a while. I'm not like a super, super big fan, but it's not nasty to me. Grapefruit has it's the most common vitamin C fruit to boost metabolism. Grapefruit has a lot of vitamin C in it. You'll probably hear people say, you know, oranges and carrots and stuff like that, but grapefruit has just as much vitamin C in it as oranges and carrots. So vitamin C helps boost metabolism. Again, vitamin C is also really good for your immune system. So if you can find foods that are high in vitamin C, like grapefruit and the herb I said earlier, what is it? Camu berry. Anything with vitamin C, jumpstart your metabolism and have it affect or help protect yourself in your immune system too. So double right there, double down right there. Hemp milk. If you don't know what hemp milk is, learn what it is, because it's super good, it's super natural, and why drink cow's milk? But hemp milk comes from hemp, of course. It's high in calcium and high in protein. So if you are not one who really even likes milk, try drinking hemp milk, because it is high in calcium. You'll get your calcium intake there. Protein, again, your body, it's going to take more effort for your body to break down protein and to absorb and utilize the calcium and protein from hemp milk is going to put your metabolism into kind of overdrive. So it will work a little bit faster and harder there. So that will help boost your metabolism. The last one, number eight here, is cinnamon. And just like I said, if you're going to eat oatmeal, throw some cinnamon in there. It's high in antioxidants, supports steady blood sugar levels, and that helps with metabolism. If your blood sugar levels are steady, it won't send, your body won't think that there's extra, so you'll have to store for later. Kind of like a hibernating bear in that sense. You know what I mean? So cinnamon, put a little bit of cinnamon in your coffee. I like to do that depending on what kind of coffee I drink. I see creamers that have cinnamon in them. So I think I've seen my sister with a peppermint creamer and put some cinnamon in, mix it with that. But cinnamon is definitely healthy. I do want to point out that another one that is a natural fat burner. Now, I don't know if this is going to help boost your metabolism, but tuna fish is a natural fat burner, just like cinnamon is. So if you're concerned about anything there, like, oh, I need to lose some weight, eat some tuna fish sandwiches with, I like Miracle Whip. Mix it up, have it on some toast. My sister likes mayo. Eat it how you like, but tuna fish is definitely, it's healthy for you and it's a natural fat burner, so why not? And then if you're a coffee drinker or even tea, you can throw some tea in your, some cinnamon in your tea. That's still good, because I know a lot of people who still have sugar in their tea and put creamer in. I don't put creamer in my tea, but cinnamon and sugar with whatever kind of specific tea you're drinking. I think they even make some certain teas with cinnamon in it. So yeah, if you're a tea drinker, put it in your tea. If you're a coffee drinker, sprinkle a little bit of that in your coffee every morning, and help boost your metabolism before the day begins. So those are my top superfoods that help with your metabolism, is the last ones we talked about, and your immune system for the, you know, colder weather, or the what they call cold and flu season, like I said before. So keep yourselves safe out there. Stay warm, stay healthy, because that's what I want you guys to do, is stay healthy. And thank you so much for listening to this health and wellness podcast. Join me again next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.